That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
That's right, guys. I am back. Here we are. Finally starting episode 1 of season 3. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. There's been a lot, and I mean a lot, going on since I've last been up here. So here we go. Episode 1, season 3. So guys, what is up? It has been forever. I've been trying and trying to do this, and every time I'm trying to do this, something comes up. Hope you all are having a safe time with this whole virus going on. I want to know what you all think about the virus. You know, as always, here on Anchor, you can just send me a voice message and you might appear in the podcast. But right now, I am living in Keokuk, Iowa. Right now, we only have one confirmed case in town, so hopefully it doesn't get any worse. It's already over 250,000 people in the United States. That's over 250,000 people. That's almost 10% of the U.S., guys. Please, please, I know a lot of you don't think this is a big deal, this virus, and no, it's just going to pass. But whatever you do, please, if you don't have to, get out. Please stay home. It's safer for you and safer for everybody else. This coronavirus stuff going on, I want to do a little bit more of a positive note. We're going to do This Day in History, brought to you by the History Channel. They are not a sponsor, but I always like going to their page to see what happened on This Day in History. For those of you that do not know, today, April 3rd in 1860, the Pony Express started. It took them 10 days to go approximately 1,800 miles to San Francisco or Sacramento, California, all the way from St. Joseph, Missouri. Also on this day in history, in 1996, Unabomber was arrested. At his small wilderness cabin near Lincoln, Montana, Theodore John Kaczynski is arrested by FBI agents and accused of being the Unabomber, the exclusive terrorist blamed for 16 mail bombs that killed 3 people and injured 23 during an 18-year period. Texas Ranger Bigfoot Wallace was born in 1817. Jesse James in 1882 was killed by a fellow member of his gang, Bob Ford, who betrayed him for reward money. Can you believe that? 1865, Confederate capital of Richmond is captured. In 1776, Congress authorized privateers to attack British vessels. Because of its lack It lacked sufficient funds to build a strong navy. The Continental Congress gave privateers permission to attack any and all British ships on April 3rd, 1776. This bill was signed by John Hancock, its president, and dated for April 3rd, 1776. In 1978, Annie Hall beats out Star Wars for Best Picture at the 50th Annual Academy Awards. In 1936, Bruno Hauptmann, convicted of kidnapping Lindbergh's son, and was executed. Bruno Richard Hauptmann, convicted in 1932 kidnapping and murder of 20-month-old son Charles A. Lindbergh, of Charles A. Lindbergh, is executed by electrocution. In 1948, the radio program The Louisiana Hayride premieres. It launched the career of not only several country music giants, but it also started the career of legendary future king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Also on this day, American comedian and actor, and in my opinion, a high legend, Eddie Murphy was born in Brooklyn, New York. Also born on this day is Alec Baldwin in 1958 and Marlon Brando in 1924. And that is your look into this day on in history here on Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Well, that's going to be the end of the podcast for today. You can find me on Facebook, Way of the Trucker, podcast/vlogs. You can also find me on YouTube. There are two different YouTube channels. There's Trucker Noob 91 Vlog, or Way of the Trucker Vlog. Sorry, I changed that a long time ago. And then there's also the Trucker Noob 91 Gaming Network. Not a lot on either of those, but I try. I do. I really do. Of course, you can find me here on Anchor. You can find me on every podcast website. And I believe that's it. There's probably more out there. Oh, you can email me at truckernoob91@gmail.com. Or you can message me on my Facebook page or my YouTube channel or even here on Anchor where you can call in. I'm very interested and happy to learn how well I'm doing if you all think I'm doing well. So I hope you all have a great and wonderful rest of your night, as it is now 10:42 here where I'm at in Central Time in Keokuk, Iowa. So I hope you all have a great night. Be safe out there, and please, 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 unless, like I said before, unless it is absolutely necessary, stay indoors and stay home. You don't want the corona. I know you don't. So please stay home. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Be safe.